and just over 7 years on from the very first episode, midway through season 15, the 200th episode of Dan Nichols Show will be broadcast, presented by Bright Rock. It will premiere on Supersport tomorrow evening, on Thursday, marking a major milestone for a show that's brought together an extraordinary collection of celebrities from very different walks of life and a very diverse parts of the world. Dan, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you, Zane. It's very good to be back on the station I started my media career on.
I was going to say, it takes us back years, because I think you started out with us, and it was always a pleasure having you around. A lot of our listeners are anticipating the show, but for those who aren't, will you tell us what is in store for us?
Sure. So the Dan Nichols Show has been going now 199, tomorrow will be 200 episodes, and it's a celebrity talk show. It's on Supersport, but the guests go well beyond the realm of sport. And to be honest, it's really me just having loads of fun with some really cool people and the opportunity to tell stories and to share the lives that they've led and the adventures that they've had. So tomorrow evening, I wanted to bring back a few guests we'd had in the past, we'd had a lot of fun with. So Stuart Baxter, who's coached Bafana twice and Kaizer Chiefs twice and knows the madness of football and is also great fun, is on the show. Jason Goliath, one of our top comedians, the new voice of Comedy Central, joins us. Rian Munzer, who's taken me on one or two adventures that I've narrowly escaped from with my life. He's always got a wonderful story to tell. And then live from America, we have a guest each week by video call. Gary Player joins us, 86, still going strong. Zane, he absolutely roasts me on the show, has great fun in skewering me, but it made for some wonderful TV and a great way to celebrate our double 100.
Dan, a very big part of the show is actually getting behind the celebrities and behind the personalities and sort of uncovering who they are in a more sort of, father situation, family situation. Has that been a key driver to the success of the show? Sort of getting behind that particular personality and not only what we see on the rugby field or the cricket field or, in most of the shows?
Yeah, very much so. And I think understanding that, I have in part to thank John Matham, who I really started my radio career with and watched his ability to interview people and to really get behind who they were. We can ask people about what they are best known for and you'll get a good answer and you'll get a good story. But if you find stuff that people are really passionate about beyond just what they're famous for, you'll often get a different and really interesting side of them as they get stuck into stories and recollections and the stuff that they love to do. And particularly when you go back to the stories of how people have made it. Yes, they're famous today, but I remember talking to Tico Torres from Bon Jovi about his previous career as a roofer and working on building sites, talking to people who are now in the cinema industry who used to be lawyers or studied or electrical engineers, and there are people whose journeys in life have taken them from one very different position to another. So that's been a lot of fun, and I think what we try and create is a space where the people who are watching at home on TV just feel they're part of a really cool, fairly intimate conversation with some pretty famous people, and that they get to be part of it.
Chatting this afternoon to Dan Nichols about the Dan Nichols Show, and it's 200th episode, 199, and you can look forward to the 200th episode tomorrow evening, on the 19th of May. What can we look forward to in this particular episode, and of course, when does it air, Dan?
So it's 8 p.m. tomorrow evening on SuperSport Variety 1, that's channel 206 on DSTV. Aside from Gary roasting me, as I mentioned, Stuart Baxter talking about a life in places like Finland and Japan, where he used to coach. Jason remembering his days as a fairly unsuccessful insurance salesman. He's now 10 years on with Goliath and Goliath and has done a wonderful job. And Rian's adventures are always just terrific. He talks a lot about his time in the Antarctic, taking kids down for an education project he works with. And he's also got a really exciting project where he's building a house for a blind friend of his. He's always doing something really interesting. And then Gary confirming the invitational golf tournament he'll be having later on this year. And also a look at some of my misadventures. I'm currently in a moon boot with a snapped Achilles playing paddle on the show. I've fallen down mountains in Switzerland and almost crashed tuk-tuks in Bangkok. So you'll get to see some of that as well.
Dan, 200 shows is not an easy feat, and I'm sure that you have a lot to chat about and a lot of highlights to share with us. But where to from here? Are you trying to, will there be any changes in the show? Are you planning on continuing and heading forward with the show in its current format?
Yeah, we will carry on through season 15, which we're in at the moment, and season 16 later on this year. I've always said that when I don't get the same buzz coming into studio, getting ready for the show, there will be time to say goodbye. I'm certainly not in that space yet. And I think there are so many stories still to tell. A lot of people, when I had the idea for the show and we kicked it off, would say to me, Dan, there aren't enough celebrities in South Africa. There aren't enough people for this show. Well, there certainly are. There certainly have been. And we have people who come back on the show. They have new stories to tell. So as long as we can keep doing that, as long as we can keep showcasing not just incredible South Africans, and gee, do we have so many of them, but also guests from around the world, then we'll keep doing so and keep trying to entertain everybody.
That's the 200th edition of the Dan Nichols Show, being broadcast tomorrow. And, of course, it's presented by Bright Rock.